Here we are, Radio Entrepreneur Studio. Thank you to MTP Software, the leader in sports CRM. If you're affiliated or work at all in the sports industry and you don't know MTP Software, you don't know, because nobody's doing a better job of tracking and helping you with build your sports franchise. My next guest, Anne Guo, founder and CEO, Passion Analytics. I like any business that has passion in the name.
Thanks.
So tell us about it.
Sure. So Passion Analytics addresses this problem that most of us are pretty familiar with, feeling stuck in our career, whether we've had that experience firsthand, or maybe someone close to us is feeling miserable at their job, right? Or maybe things are going okay, but what you really dream of is starting your own business, but the time never feels right to jump ship because you're on this nice, safe corporate track. Or maybe think back to freshman year in college when you're forced to declare a major, but you don't know what you want to do in the long run. But what you pick right now really impact that long run, so you're stuck with the chicken egg problem, right? So when faced with these big career decisions and when we're feeling confused, most people tend to do one or three things. One is they ignore the problem and their choices dwindle so that at the end there's some choices forced upon you. Or two, you vent and complain to your friends and try to get their advice, but oftentimes they're in the same stage of life as you are and often equally clueless, right? So the third thing people tend to do, if you're really conscientious, is you read books and you do research online, but the advice you get there tend to be pretty general and it may not really serve you personally. So now stepping back, wouldn't it be nice if whenever you feel confused about your career, there's someone you can talk to that really knows you well, but also know the world at large, you know, what kind of choices there are out there, you know, that's there for you 24/7 and that can help you strategically, tactically, and also emotionally give you that support. So that's what Passion Analytics has set out to build. So last winter, we released the first version. Her name is Pat. She's an AI career coach. And the idea is that, you know, she doesn't eat, doesn't sleep. She's always there for you. And so you text her. She's a chat bot. You know, you communicate with her through text. And once she reaches the limit of her expertise, she then have a lot of information about you, really understands what you're looking for, then she can connect you to the correct human for the next phase, you know, whether that be a career coach or a therapist or even a resume writer.
So a live person behind
that. Yes. So now I'm the only live person doing the testing right now, so I'm just there texting with people. But at some point, you know, the idea is we'll have an army of people there. So think of it as a Uber for career guidance.
I think of it as my career succession plan. So you're going to replace me with AI with more predictability and probably more cumulative experience than what I've accumulated in 50 years of business. And I you're laughing, but I sort of see it as if utilized correctly, it's very valuable, because a lot of people I know who do consulting, like all professions, don't necessarily have the breadth of skills to really deal with the client. They more fit the problem to their skill set, and you're going to be able to put more content in there. So I like that a lot. But I would add something else just to what you were saying, and that's self-awareness. Because most people I know are not happy. I wouldn't say miserable. Well, I know a lot of miserable people. My firm's worked with almost 1,000 companies since we started. And the self-awareness is the key to dealing with some of this stuff, because it seems the more self-aware you are, the more motivated you are to make change.
Right, right.
And so I always like to look at that part. But I'm really intrigued by what you're doing. You know, I've never heard of anything like this before. I assumed it was coming. How did you get into it? I know you went to MIT, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I actually got into it because I've been coaching people one-on-one for the last 7 years. Now, most of my clients are mid-career executives or professionals who are able and willing to invest in their career in this way. But what I find is that the time when people really most need career guidance are tend to be times where they can't really afford a career coach, when they're just out of college, they're underemployed.
When the pattern starts.
Yeah.
Right.
When it's the very beginning.
Yeah.
Or later in life, when you just got laid off. Right.
Right.
The last
right.
thing you can afford is pay a career coach at that time. So there's a big gap between how many people can really benefit from an expert coach and how many people are actually seeking one out. And that's for a variety of reasons. And in my past life, I studied computer science and artificial intelligence. So I sort of put the two and two together and create this AI coach. I know the story sounds kind of neat in retrospect, but I think, you know, looking forward back in the day, it was sort of anything but straightforward, these career transitions.
Well, you know, again, the interview is not about me, but when we started our firm in 1984, we started with mm-hmm. a software-based mm-hmm. learning assistance, which was interactive. Mm-hmm. But we had to apply a coach with the software because it wasn't AI. It was the precursor to what you're doing now. So I think it was always headed in your direction. But again, I think you bring up important points. I work mostly in my firm with leaders and leadership of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say by the time we get them, they may have created a lifetime of patterns that are not necessarily functional
mm-hmm.
for dealing with these things. And you're saying, let's get to people earlier.
Yes.
So that they develop productive patterns earlier. I'm trying to undo patterns. So I actually agree with you 100%. If we could get to people and a greater percentage of people,
mm-hmm.
and I think the way to do it is to make it more accessible. I would assume that's what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You are making it more accessible and maybe easier economically to reach a greater number of people. Is that true, those two assumptions?
Yes, definitely. Right now, it's free to talk to Pat, and it's kind of free to
I had to name it after my sister.
Well, passion analytics. So, in the future, I think it will be always free to talk to Pat, but then if you need to be connected to a human expert, right, then you will pay sort of for that particular service. By then, it's already pretty narrowed down on the exact type of service you need, so you don't have to pay a career coach for several months, but you just pay for that 1 hour of help. Right.
I'm going to go down this road. I don't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You picked a female name versus a male name.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume it's got a female voice when you're interacting or look to it. Are more
right.
of your clients also female than male?
No,
you know,
actually.
A lot of psychological research shows mm-hmm. that more women are willing to talk and get mm-hmm. assistance than men. That it's
actually, I think my clientele is slight majority men.
Right.
Maybe that's just my background is in tech. And
uh-huh.
a lot of people coming to me have a STEM education background.
Right.
But I don't know the research in general, how many people seek career coach and what that gender breakdown
well,
is.
Well, who seek therapy or psych.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of my clients, I would say 75% are men as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say But I would also say, on average,
mm-hmm.
my female entrepreneurs and leaders are much easier to have discussions with
mm.
than the males. The males
yes.
are much more guarded.
I think the more self-aware a client is, the easier the conversation, definitely.
You know, I find this so intriguing and would love to learn more about it. Would love to have you back again, talk more about the subject. You know, these interviews are very short. So, Anne, if somebody was looking for you in Passion Analytics, how would they find you?
You can look at passionanalytics.io.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. And would you come back again?
Sure.
Talk to us some more?
Yeah.
Good. I'd like to, maybe we could figure out some way to do some kind of demo online for people who are connecting with us.
Mm-hmm.
If we could figure out how to do that, I'd love to do that with you.
Yeah. I think you can just show a screenshot of the website.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll put our artificial intelligent person on it. Well, again, we've been speaking with Anne Guo, a founder and CEO of Passion Analytics. Speaking as a person who's worked with people for almost 45 years at Mage, hundreds of companies, I think this is where the field is going. I think this is very interesting and something that a lot of people should be looking into. Thank you very much. And remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back with more stories.